Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking into weathermanpod.com on this Sunday. It is the seventh day of April, 2024. And special look at the amount of cloud cover that's expected for the great North American total eclipse that will be occurring on Monday, the 8th. And maximum time starts in the northeast between 2 and 3 p.m. with totality usually occurring somewhere between around 3:15 and 3:40. It all depends on your local area, so check into your local situation as far as the timing of the eclipse. Biggest problem that we see right now, lots of cloud cover extending from Texas all the way across in through sections of Arkansas. We do see some breaks in the Arkansas area, so probably the east or southeastern portion of the state, probably the best look. But following that line of totality into southern Illinois, we do see some fair weather across southern Illinois, but Indiana clouds over, a good portion of Ohio clouding over, except for the northwestern corner extending from the northern portion of Indiana across into northwestern Ohio, which includes Toledo. Toledo probably will have generally clearing conditions. But then more cloud cover across northwestern Pennsylvania, northeastern Ohio. And the probability of cloud cover at this point, they're looking at around 100% cloud cover at Niagara Falls. I know a lot of folks going there. A lot of cloud cover also in Rochester and Syracuse north to Watertown. We are seeing some decent weather across northeastern, extreme northeastern New York State. I-87 up to the Plattsburgh area and extending into northern portions of Vermont. Vermont looking the best at this point, as does northern, extreme northern New Hampshire, close to the Canadian border, and most of northern sections of Maine also looking pretty good. The amounts of cloud cover only at about 3%, but the cloud cover starts at around 82% to the west or over the central Adirondacks at Lake Placid. But as you head further east and northeast, the cloud cover gets a little bit better. It's wish I had better news as far as the viewing is concerned, but either way, even if it's cloudy and you can't see the sun, it will get dark for a period of about 5 to 7 minutes at the time of totality or near totality, as the sun will be obscured by the sun along with the cloud cover as well. Weather-wise across the northeast, the weather situation across the northeast showing generally fair skies from D.C. up to the Boston area, although from about central New Jersey, northeastern PA up into the Boston area, there will be some afternoon clouds and the possibility of some sprinkles, and temperatures generally ranging in the mid to upper 50s. For tonight, it's mostly clear down to 34. Monday's weather, day of the eclipse, looking mostly sunny, so it's going to be a partial eclipse up to 90% in northern New Jersey, New York City, and in around the northeastern Pennsylvania. More as you go further north, less as you go further south. But mostly sunny skies with a high near 64, but clouds move in late in the afternoon and at night. Nighttime lows 46. It's when those cloud cover starts to move in. We'll determine whether or not we have a good visibility on that eclipse. Tuesday's weather's looking partly sunny, 73. Back to a chance of some showers midweek for the northeast. Weather-wise across the nation for the aviation hubs, no major problems seen just about anywhere as we head towards tomorrow. We do see some rainy weather moving into the Chicago area, but basically no problems as far as inbound and outbound flights there. Same thing for Minneapolis, St. Paul. Looks like some clouds and some rain weather down in Houston, but fair in Dallas and also in the Austin area. West Coast looking pretty good. L.A., San Diego, San Francisco, all basically dry, but you know, it's always going to rain up in Portland and up in the Washington area. Looks like they'll have some showers there. South Florida also looking good. Atlanta and Charlotte also no problems there, as will be no problems in the New York area on Monday. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletier, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. Next update on Monday, the eighth day of April. Have a great day.